Today is Monday, June 22nd. We're talking about the latest data showing where COVID-19 cases are now spiking, why the Trump administration is facing backlash for a recent firing, and we'll recap the president's Tulsa rally over the weekend, including a surprise in the stands. Plus, IMAX and Hulu are teaming up, why there's a pocket change shortage, and how a rock star from the 90s broke a record 30 years later. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with new numbers about the new coronavirus, and it seems the outbreak is not showing any signs of slowing down, at least in some areas. On Saturday, the U.S. reported the highest number of new cases since May 1st. And just like last week, infections are surging fastest in the South and West. And so are the very serious cases. Arizona, Texas, and North Carolina have hit record hospitalizations in the last few days. Other hotspots are Florida, California, Missouri, South Carolina, and Oklahoma. As of early this morning, the U.S. case total is nearly 2.3 million, and nearly 120,000 Americans have died from the disease. And now an infectious disease expert from the University of Minnesota told NBC News, COVID-19 probably won't ease much over the summer or in the fall, since right now a lot of people are still susceptible without the antibodies to fight the virus. So he and other experts are reminding people to take precautions, such as hand washing, wearing their masks, and social distancing. Well, we have an update about the case surrounding Breonna Taylor. She's the black woman killed by a white officer in her own home on March 13th. Her case has since become part of this ongoing national debate about police brutality, and many protesters are still calling for justice for Breonna. Well, now Louisville, Kentucky police say they're working to fire one of the officers who fired their guns. Officer Brett Hinkison and two other officers involved have been under investigation since the shooting. They were executing a so-called no-knock search warrant. They weren't in uniform, and they were looking for drugs. Well, they didn't find drugs, but they did find Taylor's boyfriend there, who now says he thought the officers were intruders, so he shot at them, striking one officer in the leg. Then Officer Hankison fired several shots into the apartment through a patio door and window. Breonna Taylor was shot at least 8 times and died. The police chief now says the officer didn't seem to care where he was shooting, and some of the bullets even made it into the apartment next door. So Louisville's mayor announced Officer Hankison will be fired. That said, the officer and his lawyer will still get a chance to formally respond first. So far, neither they nor the police union have commented publicly about this, and no one has been charged with a crime, at least not yet. Now, the FBI is on the case. President Trump is facing new controversy over his decision to fire a top federal prosecutor. We're talking about Jeffrey Berman. He was a U.S. attorney in Manhattan who led the prosecution in several high-profile corruption and Wall Street crimes. In fact, Berman was the one to put Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, in prison. And most recently, Berman was investigating President Trump's current personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. So critics believe it's evidence the Trump administration is removing people just for being disloyal to Trump, and they worry it could hurt the independence of federal prosecutors. For now, the Trump administration is not saying why this prosecutor was fired. But we do know Berman wasn't ready to leave. When Attorney General William Barr announced Berman had resigned and would be replaced with the SEC chairman, Jay Clayton, Berman refused, saying the Trump administration would have to fire him instead. So President Trump did on Saturday. Though by then, they decided the prosecutor would be replaced by his own chief deputy for now. Ultimately, the Senate will have to confirm a permanent replacement, so stay tuned. The president's return to the campaign trail over the weekend did not go quite as expected, at least when it comes to the in-person crowd. Tulsa's fire marshal told NBC News about 6,200 people attended the rally. That's less than half the arena's 19,000 capacity and much less than the Trump campaign had predicted just last week. Remember, President Trump and his campaign manager said nearly 1 million people signed up for tickets and expected around 100,000 to actually show. Well, now Team Trump blames news organizations for the low turnout. One campaign spokesperson said the media had been bombarding Americans with dire warnings about attending the event due to COVID-19 or expected protesters and rioters. Though local health officials have also been putting out warnings about the virus spreading. And there's another possible reason, too. TikTok users and K-pop fans. Apparently, videos with millions of views were encouraging people to complete the free online registration for the rally and then just not show up in the hopes of leaving more empty seats. Though the Trump campaign pushed back on that, saying they didn't actually have an impact. Either way, President Trump took the stage in Tulsa and gave about a 1.5-hour speech. Most people in the crowd were not wearing masks, but COVID-19 did come up. Trump said his administration has been doing a phenomenal job handling it. Trump also said he told his team to slow down testing because more testing leads to higher case counts. Later, a top White House advisor told CNN Trump's comment was just tongue-in-cheek. But critics say they don't think it was really a joke, and even if it was, that's nothing to joke about. It is also worth noting, top public health officials have said the surge in some states cannot be explained through testing, and that testing is an important method to know how big the problem is and to slow the spread of the virus. Also at the rally, the president highlighted the good economy, at least before the pandemic, bashed the NFL's decision to let players protest again, and criticized efforts to bring down Confederate statues. Up next, another campaign event is happening tomorrow at a Students for Trump gathering in Phoenix, Arizona, and then he's off to Wisconsin later this week. Major cruise lines like Carnival and Royal Caribbean won't be sailing out of U.S. ports until at least September 15th. They had wanted to resume operations in August, and the government's no-sail order technically expires at the end of July for now. But industry leaders say they'll go ahead and hold off since they're still worried about the virus spreading. The Verge reports they also feel the U.S. is not containing it as well as other countries. This is obviously expected to take a big financial toll on the industry. At least one major cruise line, Norwegian, has hinted that bankruptcy could be in their future. And by the time ships do start sailing out of the U.S. in mid-September, if they do, cruise lines will have effectively been out of commission for 6 months. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Skillshare. This online learning community is offering our listeners 2 months of free premium membership. So it's a great time to explore new skills, deepen existing passions, and get lost in creativity, all with classes from Skillshare. The classes are designed for real life and all the circumstances that come with it. I recently bookmarked the class Unlocking Your Potential, 5 Exercises to Build Creative Confidence. And I've also used Skillshare for refreshers on business and leadership strategies. But find what's right for you. There are all kinds of classes, including drawing, writing, and journaling, which can help you manage stress and break up your daily routine. So explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/newsworthy. And remember, when you go to Skillshare.com/newsworthy, you can get 2 free months of premium membership. Again, Skillshare.com/newsworthy to claim your 2 free months of premium membership. Now, back to the news. For the first time ever, and because of the pandemic, the Belmont Stakes was the first leg of the Triple Crown of horse racing. And the horse, Tis the Law, won it. The horse is 3 years old and was raised in upstate New York, and this year's big race was a lot different. The race was shorter than usual to account for the unusual training schedules, fans were not in the stands, and masks were mandated for everyone, except for the horses. Even the jockeys wore masks. Next up, both the Kentucky Derby and Preakness Stakes will happen this fall. Also in sports, more controversy surrounding NASCAR's new ban on the Confederate flag. Dozens of fans brought their own flags to a race over the weekend. And not only that, NASCAR's only black top-tier driver, Bubba Wallace, who spoke out against the Confederate flag, has been receiving threats. One of the worst came over the weekend. A noose was found hanging in Wallace's garage stall. NASCAR vowed to do everything possible to find the person responsible and, quote, eliminate them from the sport. The neighborhood app Nextdoor has pulled its Forward to Police feature. The service let people send safety posts and urgent alerts to law enforcement officers. But critics worried it could fuel racial bias by making it easy to report people of color as being, quote, suspicious. So Nextdoor is doing away with it. Users can still send direct messages to police through the app if they want to, but Engadget reports only a small percentage of police are actually engaging with the app anyway. IMAX nature and science documentaries are coming to Hulu. 16 of the docs will be released on Hulu this summer, including A Beautiful Plant, Superhero Dogs, and Pandas. The films are pretty immersive since they're actually designed for massive screens that are 72 feet by 53 feet. But both IMAX and Hulu execs say they hope this will help people cope with cabin fever and allow them to virtually explore the Earth in a new way. Some of the films are streaming now, while others will be released in the coming weeks and months. A guitar that once belonged to Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain was sold for more than $6 million. That makes it the most expensive guitar ever sold at an auction. Cobain used the acoustic guitar to perform on MTV Unplugged back in 1993, just months before he died. Rolling Stone reports the new owner is the founder of Rode Microphones. He says he plans to take the guitar on a worldwide tour, and all the proceeds will support the performing arts. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today. But now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. And today we're talking about a shortage of pocket change. Banks around the country are running low on quarters, dimes, nickels, and even pennies. Apparently, coins sat piled up in cash drawers and pant pockets during the stay-at-home orders. And on top of that, the U.S. Mint produced fewer coins than normal this spring to protect employees from COVID-19. And if the shortage keeps up, it could eventually impact businesses that might not be able to give people exact change anymore. Still, the supply of coins is expected to bounce back as the economy reopens. But just in case, the Federal Reserve says it's prepared to work with the Mint to increase supply. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned. Just go to thenewsworthy.com/show notes or look in the episode notes of your podcast app. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.